Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the power and the authority of your word. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bless tonight, that you will use us tonight to touch the lives of others. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the healing of my cousin, in the name of Jesus, because of prayer. I thank you for the healing tonight, Lord, as we pray for two ladies to be healed. I thank you for that healing tonight, Lord. This is the confidence we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And thank you, Lord, for hearing us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. Well, I'm coming to you with a message tonight. Qualification for going in the rapture. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17. He said, "For the Lord himself," that's the Lord Jesus, "shall descend from heaven." He's going to come from heaven. "With a shout." So we're going to hear that shout because we're born again. "With the voice of the archangel." So the archangel is going to be with Jesus. "And with the trump of God." So the trump of God is going to sound. "And the dead in Christ shall rise first." In other words, those that is born again that went by the way of the grave. Thursday evening, I was in church, and a preacher was up behind the pulpit, just a preaching, and he fell dead behind the pulpit. I was in that very service, and he's going to be one of those dead in Christ, and they're going to rise first. Verse 17 says, "Then we, which are alive and remain," that's us that is alive, "when the rapture takes place." Now, we're all going to die unless we're living when the rapture takes place. Hebrews 9:27 says, "As it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment." If we're saved, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And if people lost, then they're going to stand before the great white throne judgment. He said, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together," that's those that are dead in Christ, "together with them," notice that, "with them in the clouds." Now, there's a difference in the rapture of the church and the second advent of the church. We meet Jesus in the clouds. And 7 years later, at the second advent, we come in with Jesus. He's going to be riding on a horse at the second advent. But we're talking about the rapture here. He said to meet the Lord in the air. So we will meet Jesus in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to be forever with Jesus. There's only one necessary requirement for going in the rapture, that's whether alive or dead, and that is to be in Christ. Got to be born again, that is the only condition. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That's the only requirement. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That is, if you get born again. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23 says, but every man, Christ, the first fruits, afterward, they that are Christ, notice this, at his coming. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. In other words, if we belong to Christ, then we will crucify the flesh with the affections and lust. Number one, we got to be Christ. He said, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. And we got to crucify the flesh. Number two, we got to be in Christ. Number three, we got to be holy. The Bible says in Revelation 24 through 6, it says, and I saw thrones, and they set upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hand, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. Notice this, on such the second death hath no power. He's talking about the rapture. That they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And he says in Hebrews 12:14, he said, follow peace with all men. You know, we're to get along with people as much as possible. And then he says, and a holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We're not going to see the Lord unless we are living a holy life. Number four, have done good, it says, John 5:28-29. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. They're going to hear that trumpet sound. And shall come forth, notice this, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, that's the rapture, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. There's going to be those that is lost, going to be resurrected and stand before the great white throne judgment. Number five, we got to be in the way, the truth, and the life. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. You know, we're going to get our mansion at the rapture of the church. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. So Jesus is telling the truth. You know why the rapture hadn't taken place yet? Right here's your answer. I go to prepare a place for you. The reason Jesus hadn't come back is two reasons. Because he wants the lost to be saved. And number two, he's still working on our mansion. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, you know, he's still a carpenter. He's still working on your mansion. He said, I will come again. Jesus will come again. And he said, and receive you unto myself. He's going to receive the church. And that where I am, that's heaven, there ye may be also. We're going to live in heaven. And whither I go, ye know. And the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Notice what Jesus said. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Number six, we got to be worthy. In other words, Luke 21, 34 through 36, and I'll be done with this here. He said, and take heed to yourself. You know, any time the Word of God says for us to take heed, that's the very area we better take heed. Because that's the very area the enemy is going to try to challenge us in. He said, and take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness, the cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Notice what the Bible says. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Why are we to watch? Why are we to pray always? That ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Can go in the rapture. We don't have to be left behind to be in the tribulation period, because God has not appointed us to wrath. Well, there's only one qualification for going in the rapture, that is to be in Christ. And if you're not in Christ, I would challenge you, you can pray your own prayer, repent of your sin, and ask Jesus to come into your heart, wash away your sin with his precious blood, and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And Jesus said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He don't turn nobody away that comes to him in true repentance. Well, you've heard about the rapture. I love you. Jesus loves you. And I want to turn it back over to my brother.
Thank you, brother. Good message.
Amazing love lay.
He's in love. You got to realize that Jesus Christ is that amazing love for us. And I want to look at Matthew, the fifth chapter. And when we look at this, Jesus is teaching under the law. He is teaching the law, not the same law that the scribes and Pharisees was teaching, but he's teaching the law like God the Father gave the law. In other words, he's talking about a spiritual aspect of the law. He's not just talking about the physical, but he's talking about the spiritual aspect of the law. And he's saying here, and seeing the multitude, he went up to a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There are a lot of people that's poor in spirit. Some people are not teachable. Some people are teachable. So when we talk about the poor in spirit, that means their hearts are ready to be taught. Their hearts are ready to hear the word of God. Blessed are those of they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. They're mourning for the lost, people who are dying and going to hell. They are mourning for them. They want them to be saved. They want them to be delivered from the powers of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. They want him, want those men and women to be saved. They're not just satisfied with their own salvation. They want to see others born again, coming to a saving knowledge in Jesus Christ. Again, I'm going to heaven, but I want the whole world to go to heaven. I want everybody that's lost to go to heaven. I don't want anyone to spend eternity in the lake of fire, because the fire is too hot and eternity is too long. I want to see them come to the Lord Jesus Christ, have an opportunity to spend eternity with God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. I want that to happen in their lives. I want them to know Jesus Christ. I want them to know what it took to win their salvation, that they will not have to go to hell. They can go to heaven. I want to see them experience that life in Jesus Christ. And I want you, if you don't know him, Paul says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I want you to know that you can be saved. You can be born again. You can accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, and you can get into heaven. Again, you can actually go to heaven by accepting Jesus. You can't get to heaven by any other way. You can't get there by Mary. You can't get there by saints. You can't get there by anyone but Jesus. So don't try to get to heaven with some of these religious leaders. These are false doctrines. False doctrine. Jesus Christ is the way. You know, there are groups that's trying to separate the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, let's look at this situation here. God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are all interwoven into righteousness, into holiness, into perfection. They're all interwoven into the same attributes. So when you say Lord, you're saying the Father. You're saying the Son. You're saying the Holy Spirit. You cannot separate them. It is not like my Father, myself, and my Son. We are still three individuals. But when you look at God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are interwoven into the same attributes. You can't tell the difference in them. Because when Jesus came to earth, he was operating in the same attributes that God the Father and the Holy Spirit operates in. Remember, he had the Holy Spirit inside of him in his earthly ministry. And that is the same Holy Spirit that empowers us, that brings us to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That is that same Spirit that teaches us how to be victorious in a world like this. Because Jesus Christ was the example of how to live a victorious life, because he was anointed by the Holy Spirit. And we are anointed by the Holy Spirit. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be glad. Wow, rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. People have always been persecuted for righteousness. Satan is trying to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. I just want you to know that there is more to it than what you see. We're talking about a God who loves us for who we are.
Oh,
bring us to himself in the person of Jesus Christ. And I, amen, we're back on the show. This technology, you know, sometimes gets bad. But I was talking about being born again by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. I'm reminded of the thief on the cross. He accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of his life. On the cross. He was at the cross. He confessed Jesus Christ as Lord. He believed in his heart that God the Father will raise him from the dead. And Jesus said, "This day you shall be with me in paradise. This day you shall be with me in paradise." I'll take that guarantee. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one will come to the Father. So our righteousness, it says in verse 20, "For I say to you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Except your righteousness, and the righteousness that you need to enter into the kingdom of heaven is Jesus Christ. In Romans, the 10th chapter, think about what it says here. He's talking here. He said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel here, that they might be saved. I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes." Those who believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins, and believe that God the Father raised him from the dead to seal our redemption, God shall be saved. So we got to remember that. We are saved because of grace. For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We were made, we were shapen after God to live right, to do what's right. We have been born again. We have been born again in the image and likeness of God. So that is the lifestyle we should live, because we have been born like God. Wow. We have been born like God. So we have the attributes of God. We can do what's right. We can do all of those things because we have the choice. We have the choice, our choice, Jesus Christ. In every aspect of our lives, our choice is Jesus Christ. If you're going to be saved, Jesus Christ is the way. If you're going to be victorious, his lifestyle is the life to follow. The Holy Spirit inside of you will lead and guide you into all truth. Remember that. The Holy Spirit inside of you will lead and guide you into all truth. Think about that as we come back. Amen. Grace to Jesus. I want to ask Tierra to pray for us tonight.
Hello. Okay. Father God, thank you. Father God, in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now with humble hearts, minds, and spirits. Father God, we know that all things work to the greater good for those that love you. And we also know, Lord Jesus Christ, that even though that sometimes we can be lost in, you know, in our mistakes and lost in the things that, you know, that doesn't please you, Father God, But we know that, God, the things, sometimes the foolishness of this world confounds the wise. And, God, in our biggest mistakes can be our greatest comeback in you, which can cause a greater strength that we never knew that we had, to not only shine in our lives, but in the lives of others. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for giving us the promise of faith. And once more, being another day in the land of the living. So I just want to thank you for allowing me today to walk in the household of faith with love, thanksgiving, because I know in all things, perfect love casts out all fear, and greater lives in me. So if greater lives in me, I can overcome all things in this life. Because you overcame the world, I can overcome the world. And I ask these things in your name, Lord Jesus, that you touch the hearts of those, that God, that feel like they're living in darkness, that they have no way out. But God, we know that through your light that shines through us, we can overcome all things through you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Sister, for coming on to pray for us.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. And I pray that something has been said tonight that make you hunger for a relationship with God. Make you hunger for it. You don't have to try to separate the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because they're all three interwoven into righteousness and holiness and perfection. They are cut from the same cloth, as you could say. You don't know where one starts and the other one ends, because they have the same righteousness and holiness, everything. So you could say Lord, and you could get either one of them. Remember that. We serve a God who loves us, who cares about us. And we may say God the Father, well, he loves us, he cares about us. We may say Jesus, he loves us, he cares about us. We may say the Holy Spirit, he loves us, he cares about us. And all Christians ought to have that same attitude. We ought to love people like God loves them. May God bless you tonight. May he keep you. Jesus' name.